Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, November 23rd, 2020. Corona cases at Berlin schools are still increasing. At the end of last week, the Education Administration reported around 1,500 infected students and over 400 teachers who tested positive for the virus. According to the report, schools in Neukölln, Mitte, Tempelhof-Schöneberg, and Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg have the biggest problems. None of the nearly 700 public schools in Berlin have been closed so far, and only 32 schools have a green corona traffic light, all of them in the Treptow-Köpenick district. Compared to the previous week, the number of schools with a red traffic light has risen from 3 to 10. In these cases, the learning groups have to be divided and the students are partly taught at home. Berlin introduced a four-step plan in October, according to which schools with a red traffic light should no longer offer regular classes. As we've previously mentioned on Berlin Briefing, a distinction is made between four color-coded levels. Green stands for the usual regular classes with low levels of infection, and yellow and orange for regular classes with varying degrees of hygiene precautions. This week, almost 200 schools will be on orange level, which means they must prepare for hybrid classes. According to Education Senator Shiras, the schools are well prepared for all eventualities. Meanwhile, the education union GEW repeated its demand on Friday to make the switch between face-to-face and digital lessons at home, quote, immediately possible at all secondary schools. On Wednesday, the federal and state governments want to agree on possible new measures against the coronavirus. Stricter rules for schools will also be discussed. In Berlin, according to the Education Administration, around 330,000 students are taught by around 39,900 teachers at the public general education schools. And at the public vocational schools, there are about 70,000 students and 4,100 teachers. Last week, Antje Kapik from the Green Party publicly demanded a ban on fireworks in Berlin. According to her, the reason for this is to relieve hospitals, protect paramedics, and prevent new infections. In previous years, the Greens also demanded firework bans to protect the environment. The Berlin Senate Department of the Interior is critical of a local ban in Berlin because it doesn't seem realistic. Per spokesperson Martin Paligan, a prohibition only makes sense if there is a Germany-wide sales prohibition. Paligan recommended that those who demand a fireworks ban should start an appropriate initiative. Apart from that, there will be banned zones in the capital again this year. The department will announce the no fireworks zones by the end of November. And there is already a nationwide ruling in place that particularly in direct proximity of churches, hospital, children, homes for the elderly, and places with large gatherings, fireworks are not permitted. In Germany, the private use of fireworks is permitted under federal law only on New Year's Eve and on New Year's Day. A 41-year-old man from Pankow has been issued an arrest warrant for murder. It's related to our previous story we brought to you about the discovery of bones of a man from Lichtenberg who had been missing for more than 2 months. According to the public prosecutor's office, other motives like robbery or hate were not recognizable, leading them to believe it was sexually motivated. Together with the homicide squad, investigations are now being conducted, quote, at full speed to clear up a sexual murder with the suspicion of a cannibalistic background. Martin Steltner, spokesman for the Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office, said that there were indications of cannibalism. The bones that were found point to this, and additional evidence, like knives and saws, as well as traces of blood, were found in the apartment of the suspect. There are no parallels to the case of the so-called cannibal of Rotenburg because there are no indications that the victim agreed in any way. The suspected perpetrator had researched cannibalism on the internet and also used a dating platform where he had contact to the victim. With the help of a taxi driver who could provide details on the last known destination of the victim, police were able to locate an area, and detection dogs ID'd the apartment of the suspect, who was arrested in his apartment on Wednesday and is now in custody. According to multiple sources, the suspect is a teacher. The 44-year-old victim had been missing since September 5th. According to police, the mechanic had left his shared apartment in Lichtenberg shortly before midnight and had disappeared without a trace. In the search, investigators had relied on public assistance based on published photos. And at the end of October, police had been looking for people who might have had contact with the 44-year-old via a dating platform. On November 8th, hikers found bones in a forest near Buch that turned out to be human, and a forensic medical examination revealed that these were the bones of the missing person and that he died a violent death. The place where they were found was about 20 minutes by car from the suspect's apartment. The first case of avian influenza has occurred in Berlin this season. A dead wild goose was found in Steglitz-Zehlendorf which had the pathogen H5N8, as reported by the Senate Administration for Justice, Consumer Protection, and Anti-Discrimination. The responsible veterinary and food office of the district is currently examining whether and which measures will be taken if necessary. The pathogen H5N8, in contrast to the subtype H5N1 known as the bird flu, has so far not appeared as transmissible to humans. However, the virus does pose a threat to domestic poultry populations and the keeping of birds in zoological institutions. The virus was found within several wild birds in Germany in recent weeks. In Berlin, avian influenza last occurred in the winter of 2016-2017 in almost 60 wild birds. Even if a transmission of the pathogen to humans is not yet known, the following should be considered, according to the Senate administration. Anyone who finds dead water birds, ravens, or birds of prey should report the find to the veterinary offices of the districts so that the animals can be examined. Sick or dead animals should never be touched, and feathers should not be collected. And unlike waterfowl, ravens or birds of prey, songbirds and pigeons are not considered particularly susceptible to the avian influenza pathogen. Poultry owners are asked to protect their animals now, especially from contact with wild birds. Feed, litter, and drinking troughs must be inaccessible to wild birds. And lastly, thank you to Maurizio for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.